I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 8th. Beginning in June, National Grid customers in Quincy will be getting electricity from a different supplier. The city has entered into an agreement with a company called Dynegy Energy that will provide significant cost savings for ratepayers. The so-called Quincy Community Electricity Program will offer three electricity supply options called Quincy Basic, Quincy Standard, and Quincy Premium. The lowest cost will be Quincy Basic at 13.3 cents per kilowatt hour. Quincy Standard will be 13.8 cents, and Quincy Premium will be 14.7 cents. All three are lower than National Grid's current rate of 18.2 cents per kilowatt hour. Quincy Standard and Quincy Premium also include some voluntary renewable energy sources. Quincy Basic does not, but does meet the minimum state standards for renewable energy. Customers will still receive the same bill from National Grid, and customers receiving a discount will continue to receive those discounts. Customers are automatically enrolled in the program, but may opt out at any time if they choose. The lower rates are guaranteed for 42 months through December of 2027. A community meeting about this new plan will be held April 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Construction begins today on a portion of C Street in Quincy. Crews will be working between Palmer Street and Samoset Avenue weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The project will include work on the road and sidewalks and will require temporary lane closures. However, the road and the sidewalks will remain open. The $12 million state and federally funded project will widen the sidewalks, add bicycle lanes, median strips, and crosswalks. Some delays are expected during the project, and police will be on scene to direct traffic. The Quincy City Council this evening will be reviewing a request from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow a total of $24 million for the city's capital improvement plan. Koch is seeking $20 million for public buildings, public works, parks, natural resources, public safety, and citywide equipment. Another $4 million is being requested for tourism, historic preservation, parks, and open spaces. Koch says that $4 million can be paid back with revenue from the city's hotel motel tax. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee will review both requests at a meeting tonight at 6 at City Hall. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center is hosting a solar eclipse viewing on the front lawn this afternoon. The public is invited to stop by from 2 to 4 p.m. to view the eclipse with library staff. Some eclipse viewing glasses will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. There will also be an indoor live stream of the eclipse in the community meeting room. Also today, the Wollaston branch of the library is holding another listening session from 2 to 3 p.m. as the library formulates its five-year strategic plan. Now, the life of former Congressman and Norfolk County District Attorney William Dalhunt was celebrated on Saturday during a funeral mass at St. Gregory Parish in Dorchester. Dalhunt died on March 30th in Quincy after a long illness. He was 82. Dalhunt served 14 years in the U.S. House from 1997 to 2011 for Massachusetts' former 10th Congressional District. He was also the Norfolk County DA from 1975 to 1996 after serving in the Massachusetts House from 1973 to 75. Words of remembrance were offered by his daughter, Kara Dalhunt Bobrov, Judge Marianne Hinkle, and family friend Timothy Flaherty. Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who served with Dalhunt in the U.S. House, was among the many local politicians on hand for the service, along with Congressman Stephen Lynch, Bill Keating, Jim McGovern, and former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, as well as Massachusetts House Speaker Rahm Mariano of Quincy. Dalhunt previously served in the Massachusetts State House from 1973 to 75. He was born in Quincy, July 18, 1941, graduated from Thayer Academy in Braintree and Middlebury College in Vermont, got his law degree from Boston College School of Law in 1967. Dozens of parents, students, and teachers rallied outside of Braintree Town Hall on Friday to stand against likely cuts to resources, staffing, and programs across the school district. In March, Braintree Superintendent James Lee cited an $8 million budget deficit the district needs to close so that it may continue operating as it is now. If not, he referenced possible cuts, including 100 teachers and staff, extracurriculars, school closures, and more. Justin Rollo, a Braintree School Committee member, said town officials are actively negotiating to find a middle ground for the FY 2025 school budget to minimize cuts to the district. He said the district has already notified some teachers who may be let go if the town's roughly $75 million level funded budget isn't raised. Dozens lined Washington Street on Friday, calling for the town to do everything it can to avoid the cuts. The school committee and parents fear the only way cuts are avoided is through an override vote townwide that would bridge the budget gap through tax increases. Braintree's mayor told the school district not to close any schools right now. School committee is holding another meeting tonight to discuss a budget proposal that came out of a subcommittee last week. Well, Massachusetts may not be in the path of totality, but today's solar eclipse will be visible in the Boston area if the clouds cooperate. Western Massachusetts will be the closest to the path of totality that passes through northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, but all of the state will experience more than 90% of totality. If you can't make the trip northward, you should at least step outside close to the peak with some protective eyewear and check things out. Won't be nearly as dramatic as a total eclipse, but it will be visible. There will be a slight dimming of the daylight in the Boston area as the moon covers 93% of the sun at maximum eclipse. If you're flying into Boston, the FAA has warned Logan Airport could see some delays because of eclipse travel. Now, in Springfield, the partial eclipse starts at 2:13, in Worcester at 2:15, in the Boston area at 2:16 p.m. The maximum eclipse in Springfield is 3:27, in Worcester 3:28. The Boston area, the peak eclipse is 3:29 p.m. The end of the solar eclipse in Boston will be at 4:39 p.m. Now, the forecast had initially been calling for almost completely clear skies, but it now appears there could be some high clouds pushing into the region. The best viewing in all of New England will be in northern Maine, which is the farthest away from the potential cloud cover. Jack of business news this morning, and stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 307, the NASDAQ rose 199, and the S&P added 57. Asian shares mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $85 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Portland 124-107. They will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night at 7:30. The Bruins take on the Carolina Hurricanes at the Garden tomorrow night at 7. Red Sox get a 12-2 win over the Angels, and of course it's opening day at Fenway tomorrow as the Red Sox take on Baltimore at 2:10 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny, high of 65 degrees. Clear tonight, low 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 61. Cloudy on Wednesday, the high of 55, and showers Thursday, high 57. Out on the water, waves about a foot, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 knots, become southwest later today, high tide 11:43 a.m. Sunrise 6:13, sets at 7:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, April 8th.